So Donna, who does our, she runs our Biz Hub, NWI Biz Hub program. I think she saw you at an event or saw your name. So she gave me your name.
Oh, cool.
And she was like, oh, you should reach out to her. I reached out. I think I reached out through the website, and I was like, okay, well, that's not going to work. So let me try something else.
Yeah, so you sent Lindsay my PR. Yeah, and she forwarded it to me. I was like, okay. So you're because I go right over here on 30 to this shop, Twicket, Wicked Twist of Faith.
Oh,
that's uh-huh. who does. It's right. Like if you go out here and go to 30, it's like in that little plaza right there before you turn on to 30. So it was easy for me to find because I'm always over here.
Yeah, I have definitely looked at all your stuff, and I am very interested in getting into some of them dips.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen your product because it's at Strax, right?
It was.
Oh, it was. Okay.
So I'm working on getting the snack packs in there because we did a snack packs with grain-free pretzels on one side and Paradise icing on the other.
Now, do you want me to call it Emily's Foods or do you want me to call it Paradise Icing?
Emily's Foods is the company. Paradise Icing is the product.
Got it. Okay, that's good because I have as Emily's Foods. Perfect.
Okay, I am ready to rock and roll when you both are. Tape is rolling, so we're good to go.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to do an introduction and then we'll get started. Lake County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we'll bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer. And this week, we're hearing from Emily Edwards, founder of Emily's Foods. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So you have a line of dips, spreads, icings that are organic and plant-based. Can you tell me more about your product?
Sure. The product is Paradise Icing. It's a sweet plant-based icing that contains pea protein. It comes in two flavors right now, chocolate and caramel sea salt vanilla. We're working on strawberry, hope to be releasing that sometime in February. It is non-GMO, no dairy, no nuts, no soy, free of all 8 allergens, 12-month shelf-stable. You can use it as a dip, as an icing, or even as a creamer for your coffee. Recently, I made some hot chocolate bombs with it and infused marshmallows in it. So it's got all these great functions to it. Anybody that's following a keto diet or a plant-based diet is perfect for them. We have the dips, 8-ounce containers, and then we have Paradise Snack Packs, which includes grain-free pretzels on one side and the Paradise Icing Dip on the other side.
Now, this sounds like it's a very specific product line to get into. How did you get into making these?
In 2015, I was going through a divorce and on a weight loss journey, and I wanted something. I was making muffins out of whey protein powder because I wanted something that didn't have a lot of sugar, that was high in protein and low in carbs. And so I started working with whey protein powders. And then in 2018, when I sold my former company I had, I decided I wanted some type of topping to go on my muffins. And so I started working with plant-based protein powders and at first I thought no one is going to eat this stuff because literally plant protein powders basically taste like dirt. So I kept playing around with a formula in my kitchen and I walked away with a recipe. Spent a year and a half down at Purdue Food Science Lab down in Lafayette and walked away with Paradise Icing. The first flavor we had was maple. And so from there, I just kept perfecting the formula and, so once you taste it, once you take a dip into Paradise, I think you're hooked on it. It's just that icing that you're getting your sweets, but you're not sacrificing all the sugar, all the products that shouldn't be in there because it doesn't contain preservatives and no additives.
And it's the new year, and we know around this time, so many people make resolutions about eating healthier and losing weight. And so this could be a substitute And what kind of, what kind of advice would you give to help people stick to their healthy eating habits?
It's interesting you say that, because yesterday I posted something about slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
That fat don't come over you overnight. Fat does not arrive on your body overnight, and is not going to leave overnight. And so we all struggle, and particularly with COVID right now going on, and you know, you're in your house most of the time, and so when you're sitting around a lot of times bored, the first thing you want to do is grab something. So it's usually something mm-hmm. sweet and then salty, or vice versa. So with Paradise Icing, you know, you can use graham crackers, you can have fruit, apples, strawberries, carrots. And so it's a healthy snack. And so, you know, you can eat on it all day. It's something you can snack on. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. It's just perfect idea to have in your pantry to me. And especially with kids, if you have kids, if you work in the office, the snack packs, you can pop them in your desk drawer, have them in your purse on the go, put them in your kids' snack packs. And so it's a fulfilling snack. The pea protein powder releases peptides in the stomach that help you feel full longer. And so it's just that all-around unique snack. Even though it does contain pea protein, you don't know it's in there unless you just read the label and see it. But it doesn't taste. You can't taste the pea protein.
Yeah, people hear pea protein and they probably think, oh this is going to taste just
absolutely,
like peas.
Absolutely.
And I work in an office most of the time. Right now I'm working from home, but that is an issue. If anyone at work you could talk to, they would say Erica is always snacking in her office. It's almost a problem. But if I had a healthy option, it would be a lot better. So you said you weren't always doing this. I saw on your website that you were a social worker before you got into this. So how did you make that transition from being social worker to, you know, making a line of food, snacks?
I grew up in Mississippi, and I grew up with a mother that loved baking and cooking, my grandmother. And so that's where I spent a lot of my time with my mom or with my maternal grandmother, and they always baked. And so I've always, as long as I can remember, always did something baked. And, you know, every holiday I would try to have something and have people over. And so it was just a love. I just did it out of love and such an enjoyment. Food tends to connect people too. And so it was kind of a natural segue for me when I decided I didn't want to do social work anymore, but I still wanted to help people. I just did not want to help people from a mental standpoint anymore. But I knew that with food and becoming more knowledgeable about food and, you know, just people's relationship with food, how intimate it is, that I would be able to help people from that standpoint.
And so how has this year been? Your business is, you do a lot of business online, so I would imagine that helps, but how have things changed, or how are you innovating?
Well, we really started pushing more of our online store, e-commerce. You had to learn how to be creative with your posts. It's funny, I have a niece and nephew, they're twins and they're two. And so, like, literally, they fight over the caramel sea salt vanilla flavor. And so a lot of times when I would have them, I would do posts about them with the icing and, you know, really just capturing, you know, we see with our eyes. And so when you post a picture of food, you want it to look like you can just pick it up off the plate. And so a lot of times it becomes being creative with what you post and capturing people's attention. And so I think with COVID, we had, because you couldn't go meet with buyers and you couldn't go do demos. And so the only option you had was, how do I make this look like you can pick it up off your plate to drive you to my website to make you curious about the product?
I think everyone has had to learn how social media can really be an asset to your business. And I know social media has been around for a long time. And I think really, though, 2020 was the year that it became essential to connecting with customers and clients and promoting our businesses. And so what kinds of community resources were available to you as you were developing your product?
Oh, I worked a lot with Purdue, not just down in Lafayette, but I did the 1 million cups in on Hammond. I also did some more work over there, presentations, and just really kept my connections with Purdue from that standpoint. I was in a big sale pitch competition last year. I won second place.
What is that? Can you explain what the big sell pitch competition
is?
It's
through Purdue and NIPSCO, and it's a pitch competition, and it's three prizes. I think the first one, they upped it to $10,000 for the first, and it's $5,000 for the second, and it is $2,500 for the third, and it's always held at Purdue in Hammond, and you apply for it. And if they accept you, then you get to pitch, and then they pick the three winners. This year was virtual. Last year was virtual because of COVID. And it's just a really neat thing. It's a way to get exposure because you never know who's in the audience. And it's also a way to win some money to put back into your business.
And is that part of, you also mentioned 1 Million Cups?
1 Million Cups is sponsored through the Kauffman Foundation, and you apply to be a presenter at that, and people are in the audience, and so you present your idea, your product, or whatever you have at that moment, and you get feedback from the audience, and the people that are listening to present, the presenter is able to get feedback from the people in the audience, and just ideas. So it's nothing about money or anything. It's just a way. It's not even a pitch competition. It's just that you're able to present and get feedback. And it's a way to help you along the way, because as an entrepreneur, a lot of times you spend a lot of time by yourself unless you have a co-founder. But most of the time, some people are solo. And so it's a great way to establish yourself in the community, to learn more, to introduce, to meet more people, and to really start to build your brand.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs, they have an idea and they just don't know what to do with that great idea to make it come to life. And so it's good to know that there are things locally that they can engage with and sign up for that can help them develop their idea from a concept into an actual product. And so what is a lesson that you've learned while you've been growing this business?
I think for me is learning to pivot. I was a social worker. Clients come to you. And as an entrepreneur, you have a product. And so you have to find that ideal client. So I did a 360-degree turn. And I think for me, just really learning how to balance that out for my mind to transition to say, okay, now I have to go find the client. The client is not looking for me. Learning patience, perseverance. Perseverance has been really a big thing for me. To just because you get no today, let's regroup. What did you learn from that no? The no doesn't mean no never. It just means no, no, not now. Mm-hmm. So what did you learn from that? And what can you take and build off of that when you present again to that person or that company that you covered your bases?
I think that's really good advice. Is there anything that you would like to share that we haven't covered that you'd like people to know about your product? It tastes great. I've seen the pictures and it looks great. You use really unique ingredients too. I saw in there like some yucca root and.
You're looking at a different page, I believe. You're looking at some of my baked goods, and I
baked
goods sometimes. And I I've done muffins with yucca root. And so, those are the muffins that I actually do to put the product on. And to draw people to buy the product, to buy Paradise Icing, not the muffins. So
those looked so good. Well, I think I wanted the muffins and the topping.
Actually, I will be making some muffins beginning probably in the next couple of weeks. And they'll be on my website. So if people are interested in selling them, the website is Paradise Icing, ParadiseSnacks.com. So if anyone is interested in it, they can. But like I said, we have two flavors, chocolate and caramel sea salt vanilla, and we're working on strawberry. So I'm glad to be a part of Northwest Indiana. I think it's a lot of unique things going on in this town, and I'm glad to be on this show today. And if you have any questions, anyone that has any questions of me, they can contact me through the website, and I do respond back. And so hopefully in the next couple of months, you'll see Paradise Snack Packs and Strachan Van Til.
That's wonderful. And it's snacks with an X, right?
Yep.
ParadiseSnacks.com.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.